Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Russell Rothstein. New friend now, but soon to be old friend. He's the president and founder of Sales Spider Media, salesspider.com. That's two S's in the middle there. Russell, tell us a little bit about Sales Spider, please.
Sales Spider is a business social network. So basically, the first thing you do with Sales Spider, you join, you put up your profile, and automatically every day the site will give you open contracts. There's over 35,000 contracts, 1.5 million job opportunities, 850,000 people, and it'll connect you to people based on your profile. So every day you're getting leads. There's over $35 billion worth of government leads on the site.
So your site, so whereas LinkedIn is more of a community-driven site, yours is a community that actually aggregates business opportunity that's then tied, that's connected, I guess, algorithmically to what the interests are of the people who join.
Exactly. And there's deals. There's more live deals on our site. LinkedIn's really based on what they just went public. They're much more of a job board, similar
right.
to like a Monster. Or
well, I wouldn't call them a job board, but that's you know, I don't understand the valuation of their company, but I hope if you go public, it works out for you like that. But
yeah, I would never put them down at this point. Never.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're basically becoming a marketplace, aren't you?
We are. Well, we have 850,000 people now. You become a marketplace of small business owners, and 92-93% of our members have companies of 100 employees or less.
Right.
So it's a small business marketplace.
Right, absolutely. So, and that's salesspider.com, folks. It's free?
It's free.
Everything's free. That's great.
Absolutely free.
We like free. Okay, so I used the term moment of relevance earlier in the previous segment. This is something I've been talking a lot about, Russell. And what I mean by that, folks, is that I don't care what kind of a traditional, even if you've got a diner, your mama's diner, and your best product is a meatloaf that everybody loves, there still are people out there who you don't know yet, who you'd like to do business with, who are only going to find out about you, even if they live in your town, they may only find out about you by searching local and by trying to determine where they're going to eat lunch tomorrow, where they're going to get their dry cleaning done, whose car they're going to buy, where they're going to get their car fixed or whatever, and they're going to do their research online, aren't they, Russell?
Yes, they are.
And every day that goes by, that tendency is increasing, and online could be on a computer, on a tablet, on a phone.
Well, more and more is done online, and you know it's growing faster and faster to the point that it's affecting a whole wave of business. Look at Christmas shopping; it's all online now, 50-60%.
Yep.
So you're going to have a growth, and in business, it's big time online.
But what, to your point earlier, Russell, even if you're not ever going to deliver your meatloaf other than just on a plate at your restaurant, that's a traditional Main Street business. Or you're going to fix a car, you're going to repair an automobile in your garage, the customer's got to bring it to you. Even though you're traditional, that has nothing to do with the fact that people are going to find you online. And if you're not there and your competitors are there, though, or if when they find you, they're not impressed with what they find, meaning the way you present yourself online, then you're going to fail the moment of relevance test, aren't you, Russell?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's distinguish e-commerce from being online. E-commerce
Good
means
point.
You take credit cards and you sell online. Even if you're not in e-commerce, you have to be online. You know, not being online is tantamount to 20 years ago not being in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be found. Most people now, of all ages, will look online to research or to find out where to go to buy something. Even if they don't buy it online, if they want to go to your store, even if you're in a dry cleaner, to find out your hours of your dry cleaner, they'll look online.
Or how are the directions, or Or absolutely. Yeah, the hour. I like the fact that you said the hours. They can look around and see what you're near. They can find you on Google Maps and see that you're. Oh, wait a minute! I've been shopping in that little corner of the city for forever. I didn't know that company was there. I mean, those are the aha moments that happen, aren't they?
Absolutely, they're absolutely true.
I have to be
online now.
I like that you compared it to the phone, because so folks, if you, I don't care how traditional a Main Street company you have. If you're saying, well, you know, that social media stuff, that's just for young kids, blah, 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 then that's like the person, the first, as Russell said, that's like the first person, you know, 90 years ago, 100 years ago, saying, you know, all that telephone business, that's never going to catch on.
Yes, I don't believe in telephones, and I don't, you know, people have to come to me direct if they're going to talk to me. I don't want to answer that phone.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Well, and it's I'm suspecting that people, that business owners out there who aren't doing, who are doing what we're telling them not to do, which is to not be online, not to have an online presence. Right now, folks, if you're feeling frustration, if your methods of going to market that you've had for decades is not working, you're not performing like you thought, I think you might want to look at what Russell's talking about here. What do you think, Russell?
Oh, 100%. First of all, you know, you don't have to have the most detailed web page. Don't think that a web page or your website has to be detailed with hundreds of words or complicated. It's a little a spot where people can see and read about you, and make sure you have a profile that you create social network profiles. And then there's some basics that you have to do to make yourself be relevant and make yourself being able to capture a customer when they come to your site.
SalesSpider.com is the website. Russell Rothstein's the founder and the president there. When we come back, I'm going to ask Russell about what he knows about local, because, you know, I think local's a big deal. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.